This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Israeli airstrike has killed a senior rescue service official in Gaza.
An Israeli airstrike on a house in Jabalia on Sunday killed Mohamed Morsi, deputy director of the Gaza Civil Emergency Service in the northern areas of the Gaza Strip, and four of his family members, according to health officials. The Civil Service Emergency Service said in a statement that Morsi's death raised the number to 83 of its members killed by Israeli fire since October 7th. Residents said Israeli forces had also blown up several houses in the suburb of Gaza City. Medical teams said they were unable to answer desperate calls by some of the residents who had reported being trapped inside their houses. Later on Sunday, the Gaza Health Ministry said Israeli military strikes across the enclave killed at least 15 people. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
U.S. House of Representatives Republicans are releasing a long-awaited report Monday, blasting Democratic President Joe Biden's administration for failures surrounding the chaotic and deadly U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and 3 years ago. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The report contends the administration made its decision to evacuate non-combatants far too late, failed to communicate between departments in Washington and among officials in Afghanistan, and botched the paperwork for the departure of Afghan civilians eligible to leave the country. It is the result of a three-year investigation led by Representative Michael McCaul, Republican chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Democrats have insisted some blame for the messy end of the war, less than 7 months into Biden's presidency, should be laid at the feet of former U.S. President Donald Trump, who began the withdrawal process by signing a deal with the Taliban in 2020. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
More VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Two NATO members at Sunday, Russian drones violated their airspace. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers explains.
Romania has said that a Russian drone flew into its airspace during nighttime attacks on neighboring Ukraine. Meanwhile, another Russian drone crashed into eastern Latvia the previous day. Romania's defense ministry said it had deployed F-16 warplanes to monitor its airspace and issued text alerts to residents of two eastern regions. Meanwhile, Latvia's defense minister said that a Russian drone fell the day before near the town of Rzeszów and had likely strayed into Latvia from neighboring Belarus. I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Health Organization's Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urged the world to wake up and help Sudan in its health crisis.
We must focus on all people in need, all 25 million people. And this means additional resources are required to meet their needs. And we are calling on the world to wake up and help Sudan out of the nightmare it's living through.
And civilians in Sudan are facing worsening famine, mass displacement, and disease after 17 months of war, according to agencies.
According to available data, Sudan's conflict has so far killed more than 20,000 people. This is an underestimate, by the way. Displaced over 10 million people inside the country, and forced another 2 million to flee to neighboring countries. This is the largest internal displacement of people in the world today.
The WHO chief also said the people of Sudan have been struggling through flooding, dam bursting, diseases including cholera, malaria, dengue, measles, the risk of mpox, and conflict-related sexual violence and near collapse of the country's entire health system. Pope Francis arrived in the remote jungles of Papua New Guinea, landing on the northwest coast of the country with a ton of humanitarian aid to deliver to the missionaries and faithful who live there. Francis started his Sunday in the capital with a mass before an estimated 35,000 people. Trip is being carried out as part of Francis's belief the peripheries of the Catholic Church are more important than centers of power. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.